And this was the word of the Lord. Here again on Saturday. And may all of you have a very happy day.
Cuba's chief meteorologist.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you for joining us here on your way.
The important and effective part of the Spanish Holy Week is to serve the language 30 times in the country of the country. The
government
The Caribbean community calls the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of all the members of the Hemisphere. This information came to a communique initiated by the CARICOM, Secretary Ana Laguna, and the occasion of the meeting of the Council of Foreign Community Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blocking of Cuba, the conclave commended the preparation of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM, which are highlighted in the members of the Pope. The commemoration provides scholarship for students and friends back to the nurses. Apart from examining the many other issues related to the foreign relations, the Caribbean countries did not want to avoid the arrangements to the ninth summit of the American Treasury Foreign Minister last next June. The convening tour will run part of the European Federation in charge of state officials to involve the White House.
All Ukraine says, This offensive by Russia is completely unprovoked, and we had no plans at all to retake Luhansk.
The president,
aircraft, all of it was masked on the borders of Luhansk and Donetsk, but you had no plan.
Without preparation. In other regions, the president of Guatemala and Brazil said that no participating in the annual election in which Washington won Guatemala.
That's the country. It's so corrupt, and it's got a puppet leadership that was put in place after the United States and European Union financed and fomented President Yanukovych back in 2014. That's why Donetsk and Luhansk wanted to leave. Why Crimea left. But the Ukrainian government, the puppet government installed by the United States and Europe, said, no, you can't leave. It started massing troops. And it was a big fight from, like, you know, 2014, 2015, 2016. And then Donald Trump won the U.S. presidency, and all the fighting stopped. Good. Gee.
What a creature could be U.S. blockade.
There are literally tens of millions of people going here. In 2020, one of every four people in the United States was officially put in here. In the country, 230 million people, that compares to a hungry population of about 83 million.
Almost eight times the total population of Cuba.
There are over 140 million people in the United States in our province, but they never got
like SOS USA.
People are also calling Cuba a Trump dictatorship.
that they jail people for no reason.
Look, in America, we have a jail people for no reason. This represents a mean, it's in terms of the world's largest prison population. This covers over 81% of the world's population. The U.S. has nearly 25% of the world's prison population. And while nearly thousands of prisoners in the United States were convicted of non-violent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who craft the world by intercepting and put millions of people out of work, the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers, and literally die on the job.
They don't do it for them. They get richer.
Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters. But the last year, aiding peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested. People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here. Just 7% of declared bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical. Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level? There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness. We have the worst COVID response in the entire world. I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us. So the U.S. government is attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression. They economically strangle and attack Cuba because it's socialism we're allowed to succeed. People in the United States have no reason to support capitalism. The rich want the hundreds of millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and cash socialism because it's distracting the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing.
From the beginning, we are on our own with the United States government and Cuban, and that included some of the American. From the reason of the American government of the United States, from its initial intention to grant a normal citizen, what was their intentions to exclude its several entities, including Cuba, despite the showing of the demands to end exclusions in this country. The United States has been making intense efforts from its post-political contact to demobilize the just and strong demands of the majority of countries in the region that the summit should be inclusive. It is in a situation in which this entire call
from the summit has not taken place. Under the demands from the country of the region and the way in which the United States has been acting.
Looking at all things, the courage and dignified position of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the summit of the Americas. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region who have firmly demanded that all must be united in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case we will not attend the summit of America, and that as a country, we have happened in the past, we are certain we are convinced that its human boys will be part in the summit of America.
We are listening to an expert public speech of the Press Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, Paul Bertrand Gutterfeld, who wrote it in the morning. He got to keep that up in the morning from the Council of Minister, and in the light and population of the United Kingdom. The President announced the new rules of the U.S. government to exclude several countries in the region, including ours, from the 9th Congress of America, and made clear the Arab position on the matter.
But it's never counting nobody's with other questions.
Repercussions for it.
The same system that sees blacks and other people of color with a disproportionate jail cell people when compared to their white counterparts. It's also the same system that saw Patrick Loyola, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, landed by a police officer in Michigan, Video footage and extras of subject to Dunbar were shot in the back of the head by the police force. This is what